from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few.
Yeah,
that's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink. And I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
I'll bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Mark Zeno is in for Mike, who is on vacay. Pictures of Mike Bell ATL, by the way. You can check him out. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hope you're having a great Tuesday. Zeno, today's a big day in the National Football League, and our producers.
Well, it's a day.
Well, it's a big day, because, listen, you get your roster set, right? And I'll say this, guys. Once the roster set, everything else then becomes about adjusting on the fly, meaning you're not going to fundamentally change your roster midway through the season. Whatever you decide to do from this point on is what you're going to win with. And then it gets down to coaching, and it gets down to putting guys in the right position. But Curto, our executive producer, just said before we started the show, and this is just a sidebar, because we got to talk about the Falcons and what this roster may look like. We will know by 4 o'clock, final cuts around the league. There are already some names being thrown around that you will be aware of. But the Arizona Cardinals cut Desmond Ridder today.
He stink.
And I just want to throw that out there.
That's a convenient narrative.
I know. But I just want to put that out there, because for everybody who said, give him another shot, he deserves another chance, he's growing, blah, blah, blah. He went to a completely different situation, Zeno. Completely different coaching staff. Completely different set of eyes. And got cut.
Hey, you know what we've learned? Non-Power 5 quarterbacks don't really do well in the NFL.
Okay, come on.
Yeah, he's a real person.
Malik Willis.
Come on, stop.
I mean,
look, that's not true.
No one ever said, when they took him, I didn't say, look, I was against it, because if you wanted a guy, then you go get a guy. You don't, the ideology that a quarterback will fall to you in round 3 of worth is stupid. It's fallacy. It's luck. That's all it is.
It's luck.
That's all it is. Luck is not a strategy when it comes to drafting. So not one that I would employ. That said, he had every opportunity here.
Yeah.
You know, for all the people, oh, they should sit. He sat. And he got a chance to start. It didn't go well. Now, there are some people out there in this world, me not being one of them, who want to blame the coach. I poo-poo that notion. Arthur Smith was not the problem. He's never been the problem. He won't be the problem. You'll find that out soon enough. But nonetheless, Desmond Ridder had a shot, and I mean, I think he'll still catch on somewhere as a backup.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, that's just like your opinion, man.
I'm going to say that I'm with you on this with Art. Listen, you had a guy that wasn't ready, and now we know just can't play. Like, isn't at the level in which you think he should be.
I'll never forget.
It doesn't mean that he, to your point, he won't be in the NFL for 10 years, potentially as a backup, and maybe get another shot somewhere. But the fact of the matter is, he didn't grab the brass ring when he had an opportunity to do it here. And you can tell me, yes, Arthur had some kooky play calls, and yeah, he put the games in jeopardy by some of the things he did from an offensive standpoint, but he didn't have a guy that he could trust. And I just found that interesting as we came in today and we were talking about these roster cuts that Ridder's not even going to have an opportunity with Arizona where everybody said, oh, he'll get another shot. They're moving on.
Well, I mean, he kind of knew going to the job. He was competing for the backup job, right? He wasn't taken away from Kyler.
No.
But I got to tell you, I'll never forget, you know, when Arthur Smith was here on Mondays after the press conference, right? There were a few of us, he would give his press conference, and then he would walk out after the press conference, and a few of us would hang around, and we'd have a conversation, an off-the-record conversation. He was very candid a lot of times, and you know, part of my appreciation for him came in those moments because he showed you how smart he really was and how much he knew what he was doing and how ahead of the curve that he was, which, again, not a lot of people got to see. They only got to see the guy in front of the camera after some bad losses saying things that didn't really seem like they landed all that well. But I'll never forget he has a conversation. I think this was like a week or two after Ridder started. You know, they kind of knew that they were out of the playoffs that rookie year, like they weren't. They needed a bunch of things to bounce their way. But he was there, and we were having a conversation, big picture, about the offense, where it was going to go, what they were going to do. Remember, they still, at this point in time, had Pitts and they had Drake. They hadn't drafted Bijan yet, right? And he was explaining, they had Algier, though, and he was just kind of talking the whole thing. And I'll never forget the look in his eye when he said, if we get Desmond to hit, it's all going to work. And he looked at me again and went, if.
Yeah.
You know, he went, if. Like, and I'm just like, I mean, you know, I look back on it. At the moment, I kind of felt like it was just like one of those things. But, you know, as everything unfolded, I went back on it, said to me, in that moment, he didn't know either. You know, he knew it was a big if. He knew that there was a good chance that it might not work out with Desmond Ridder, that they were trying to do everything they could to set him up for as much success as possible. Part of the reason why they waited so long to put him in the game. One, they wanted to know their season was really kind of out of it and that they couldn't do anything with Marcus and that they weren't going to be a playoff team because you don't put that on a rookie after 4 weeks and expect them to carry you. It's too much pressure. And the other part of it was they just wanted to know that he had a full grasp of the offense. Remember, some of those games, those final four that he played, we saw some things happen that kind of gave us a glimmer of hope, right?
Yeah, he had flashes.
Yeah, a couple of flashes. Well, obviously it didn't work out. And obviously Arthur was right but wrong. You know, he knew if was the real thing, and it just didn't land.
But a lot of coaches, you know, put their jobs on the line with what you just said, even when they don't say it publicly.
Yeah.
The if of whether or not certain things are going to play out the way you expect them. Publicly, it's confidence. It is exuding belief. But privately, it is a lot of, if this guy doesn't play as well as we think, it's not going to work.
No one's ever getting fired for drafting Arnold Ebiketie in the second round.
No.
You always get your quarterback is always hitched to your coach. They are linked. Because if Desmond Ridder could play, you know who's still here?
Arthur Smith.
So, you know, they are one and the same. And so it doesn't matter if you miss on a second round linebacker or offensive lineman, you're fine as a coach. You miss on a quarterback and you're dead. As a coach, you're dead. Which I always say.
So let's stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Because what you just said explains why the Falcons did what they did this offseason. There's no way in hell Raheem is coming in here knowing exactly what you just said and not going to get a guy that, one, can play now and a guy that can play later.
Well, but you don't know he can play later.
No.
Nobody knows he can play later.
No. This is why they did that. To your statement, and it's so perfect that you said that because everybody is still caught up in why the hell would they do this. That is why. And if you had the job, and if you were Raheem Morris and you came in here and said, look at the roster, look at the people they've drafted, look at the talent, they're good in a lot of places. But the one place they're not, I'm not going to make the mistake of just assuming we'll draft somebody in the third round and he'll be okay. We're going to go spend money with the owner's approval, go get a guy that can play, and then I'm going to go, and he's not alone in this. Obviously, the front office was totally behind this, and Terry Fontenot and Ryan Pace. We're going to go get another guy so that we don't put ourselves in this position again.
But you could be in a position again because you don't know if he can play.
You will. You won't be.
No, but you could be.
You won't be.
It's the same if.
You won't be.
About Michael Penix as there was about Desmond Ridder.
No, there isn't, because yes, Michael Penix is a first-round pick with first-round talent who won.
Josh Rosen was a first-round pick.
In college football.
You have
and
no
threw
idea
for more yards
play.
Than anybody else.
You have no idea whether he can.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Completely different equation.
You have no idea
than talking about
play.
Than talking about Ridder.
It is 100% speculation. You have no idea whether he's going to land or not. None of us.
When you need your guy, you go get your guy. That's what you just said, right?
Yeah, you didn't need
That's
your guy.
What they
you didn't need
did.
Your guy. You got your guy
That's
in free agency.
What they
We're
did.
We're never going to agree on this.
So when,
I categorically disagree on the Penix.
And you know what? You are completely opposite of what you're saying. You cannot say that these two things are linked and then not understand the reasoning behind why they did what did.
I get the reasoning behind getting Kirk Cousins. That's the right move. That was 100% the right move.
Yeah, Kurt's only going to be
drafting
around for
his
a few years, though.
How many years?
I say a few.
It's a few.
I don't know.
He's only got 4 years on the contract.
Here's the thing that I do know. If we go to a Super Bowl this year, it becomes more difficult.
You think?
Okay. If you wanted to move on.
Well, if you get the NFC Championship game, he's got another 2 years.
Maybe.
Unless there's an injury. That's the only thing that knocks him
maybe.
Out.
Maybe. So I'm just telling you, if Kirk Cousins was here and was our 12-year quarterback, and he had been here like Matt Ryan for 15 years, you would have went into this draft thinking about what your future was going to be.
They coincidentally dumped, but neither here nor there.
You would have been thinking about it, just as they should have. This gets us all back to, by the way, what this roster is going to look like. And let me tell you a secret, Atlanta. This isn't about numbers. This is about keeping the best players. Zeno wants me to believe that, you know what, we should keep X amount of linebackers and X amount of offensive linemen and X amount of cornerbacks.
I want you to believe you should keep depth.
Screw that. Give me the best players and let's go to
then
work.
You don't need a third quarterback.
Let's
Your
go to work.
Best player can't help you. Third quarterback can't help you win. In any game ever,
That's
period.
That's what this is about. It's not about keeping six or seven corners. If they're, in fact, the best players and can help you win games.
Third quarterback can't do that.
That's what you go with.
Why? Because he doesn't dress.
4 o'clock, we're going to know. We're going to find out what the Falcons do. We'll keep you updated. See what Desmond Ridder did? You see how this thing goes? Ridder still got people PO'd in Atlanta, and he's been gone.
That's a convenient narrative.
I'm sorry, Art. Hey, man, coming up, headlines, including the Braves. Hey, Mark Zeno, they hit and they won and they look good. Did
Amen.
You see what Witt did last night?
Whit Merrifield.
Did you see it?
Everybody hit the ball last time. Bailey Ober stumped.
All right, whatever. It's Dukes and Bell. Now the game, Mark Zeno is in. He is at Mark Zeno on Twitter. Yeah. I do not call it X. If you want to tweet at him, he is at what? Mark Zeno.
M-A-R-K-Z-I-N-O. Guys, you realize if you want to send an insulting tweet to Carl Dukes about me.
And I'm getting a lot of those.
We're sitting 3 feet apart. Like, he'll just tell me if it's, you know.
Well, I enjoy that part of it.
I know. So you can just include me. You're not going to hurt my feelings, ladies. It's okay. All right, so you
ladies
can include
and
me on
the tweet. Ladies and gentlemen.
No, to the guys who are tweeting me, they're all little girls.
Would you stop it?
They're all little girls.
But yeah, Zozino is here. Mike is out. We're talking about
it's a little girl move, bro.
The Falcons quarterback. I know, Oren. The Falcons quarterback situation. And by the way, coming up in headlines, we'll let you hear Raheem Morris. He went on Nightcap, which is Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco's.
Oh, that's a good one.
Podcast, right? It's their podcast. So he went on there, and Ra had a few things to say, and one of them has to do with the fan base. It's pretty interesting. We'll let you hear that coming up. How many quarterbacks? I told you they're going to keep three, Zeno. I know you don't like it.
Yeah.
Paddocks is out. Running backs, they'll keep four, right? We got Robinson, Algier, probably Williams, McLennan. We're going to keep five wide receivers, including Drake London and Mooney. What's up, Darnell? McLeod, Hodge. You got maybe, do you think Casey Washington makes this team? I feel like he does. I told you guys. I mean, we talked about it in the entire camp. He's a bubble guy, but I think he made some really good catches.
Let me tell you something. Look, just because you made the team today doesn't mean you necessarily be on the team tomorrow.
True.
Because
true.
There's a lot of dudes getting cut that are upgrades from fourth and fifth wide receivers that become available for a variety of reasons. Guys who have played in the system before. Allen Robinson just got cut by the Giants. Isn't that the same Allen Robinson that played in L.A.?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, I mean, there's a reason why they might want him as opposed to somebody else. You know, you just look at situations like that manifest themselves, that some guys are better fits, and Zach Robinson may go, I want him.
It's a
Let's
great
go
point.
Get him.
No, it's fair, especially if there's a connection with the coaching staff,
right,
and et cetera. Tight ends, Pitts, Warner, we're going to be fine there. Offensive linemen, you know the deal. Jake Matthews, Bergeron, Dolman. This is just me projecting, guys, by the way. Chris Lindstrom, Kayla McGarry, Norton, Newsel. You'll have a couple of guys you need that can swing, right? Either way, as far as play a couple of different positions. But we got one of the best offensive lines in the league. I know you guys don't want to believe it, but we do.
Guys, real quick, Allen Robinson over the last three seasons has averaged 300 yards and one touchdown.
So what
are
you saying?
He's not that guy
anymore. He's not that guy anymore?
It's again, you're missing the point. It's not the production wasn't the issue. It's a guy who knows the system, can work with other people, and knows what to do in a pinch. It's a depth thing. It's not a production thing.
So you would prefer that.
Does he come with Father Time? I mean, what are we talking about?
You prefer that over even somebody who impressed you in camp. Yes.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy. Okay.
It's not a matter of what I want or what I think. And this particular example has nothing to do with whether I think the Falcons should or shouldn't do this. It is just simply put, that there's a reason why coaches continue to get retreaded and rehired. There's a reason why backup quarterbacks continue to get retreaded and rehired. Coaches like comfortable. And if they got a guy that they know that can do certain things, they want to dance with the devil they know, not with the one they don't. Youth, production, all those things factor into it. But simply put, there are certain guys who are going to come available within the next 24 hours that are going to get picked up, and the guy who thought he made the team today might be gone from a team tomorrow.
I agree with you. And all you need
that familiarity, though, was 339 yards and three touchdowns in L.A. I mean,
again, you're still stuck on the freaking numbers. It's not about the numbers.
Why you got to do the Italian thing? What's up with
because
this?
Because you're still not
why
listening.
Why are you doing this?
It doesn't – the production – he's not bringing him here for production. He's bringing him here for reliability.
If he was.
Right.
Yes.
Not about – this isn't fantasy football. This is real-life football, and the guys in the locker room and the guys that you have matter across the board, 1 through 53.
Well, I was going to say the prime example is when Art left here. We were talking about Arthur Smith and Desmond Ridder.
We're not playing fantasy football.
See?
And Desmond Ridder was released from the Cardinals. But Art took on a bunch of guys that were here and went to Pittsburgh. Part of that is familiarity, to your point. He knows what they're capable of. He trusts them. I totally agree with your premise. I don't know if the Falcons do that.
But those guys are like CP84 and Jonnu Smith, who were productive and put up numbers here in Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. But Jonnu didn't do anything in New England before he came back here. And then he had a great year, and everybody's like, oh, Jonnu Smith. It is about that familiarity. I'm with you on this, Zeno. Corners, we're going to be fine, right? I mean, do we go get another corner? A.J. Terrell just signed his deal. Hughes, Alford, Phillips, those are the guys right now. And then, obviously, you know what the safety situation looks like. Yeah, Kevin King's going to make the squad. That's a given. Hamilton, he was a bubble guy. There are a couple of long shots, but I think corner, we're going to be fine unless you want to try to upgrade. And by the way, to Zeno's point, we're talking about roster moves today. Falcons, final cuts today around the NFL. 4 o'clock is the deadline. Kadarius Toney was let go.
Yeah, because he can't catch.
So
see, that's a reason not to sign a guy.
Okay. So he's
not catch.
So there's no market for Kadarius Toney.
somebody might be dumb enough to pick him up, but all I know is he can't catch. So that was a bad pick by the Giants, one of the many that they've had dating back to Saquon Barkley. All that said, I'm curious, how many nickel guys do they have?
Did you just say Saquon was a bad pick?
At number two overall, yes, it was a bad pick.
Oh, goodness. Okay, go ahead.
You want to debate that?
Go ahead.
You want to debate that?
No.
Peterson didn't even go second overall.
No. Nope. 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 Not going to debate it.
Kyle Pitts at four was a bad pick.
Nope. Not going to debate it.
You want to debate that one too?
Nope. Not going to debate it. Okay. Not going to debate it.
Don't do it.
Should I just go back to what I was saying a moment ago?
Yes, go for it. Yeah, I had to. That you kind of threw that out there. Just you know, it's a bad pick. I'm like, what?
Don't do it. Reconsider.
Not gonna do it because a debate with you turns into a 5-hour ordeal, and I'm not doing it today. You did it with these guys yesterday, and I'm not doing it. I've got other stuff we've got to get to.
Oh, okay.
But what were you saying?
I was asking just about
the
nickels.
He's looking for it, by the way, right? Like, he's grabbing his arm. Like, he's got an itch. Like, please say something, Carl. Please say something, Carl.
Well, he's probably been sitting on this. He's probably been sitting on this.
Junkie scratch.
He's probably been sitting on this.
I didn't think it was that controversial of an opinion. Like, even pretty much every Giants fan believes that Saquon at two overall was a bad
pick. Until he got there and in 18 had, like, you know, record-breaking numbers. Of course, here's the deal. We understand the running back thing. I get where you're coming from. But ultimately, then, all these GMs are liars because they say we're picking the best player. That year?
Of course they're all liars. They're professional liars.
Well, he picked the best player. They picked the best player.
But different.
He picked the best player.
Okay, so nickel corners. Okay. How many of those they got? Because those are things that are quickly interchangeable and in short supply.
This is true.
Finding good nickel corners is tough. I mean, that's what every defense is running a base right now, right?
Yeah, Clark Phillips, D. Alford. Okay, those guys.
Good. You still got AJ. I mean, he's part of the nickel package.
Yes. And then, you know, to be quite honest with you, we talk about Helms, who at some point was coming back, okay? But he's injured right now. And then you've got, obviously, Richie Grant, and you've got Justin Simmons and Jesse Bates. But I'm saying, depending on how you're playing matchups.
And that's why, again, like offensive lineup, never have enough secondary help. Like, good guys in the secondary who can cover and maintain coverage are hard to find.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
So if somebody comes available, I could see not only that being another reason for depth.
Yes, I am. What?
Never mind.
404-726-0929. It is.
You're already chopping. You know, sniping.
I wonder why.
Those guys got a reason. They don't
Before this show even started, you guys were out there fussing because Orn was trying to tell you that you can't say something you said on the air yesterday, and then you kept saying the word, and it has to do with the house. I'll put the word in front. Blank
the
house.
Word is not against the law for me to say. Now, that's a difference between being against the law and getting in trouble.
And Orn was just trying to protect you.
Well, he's very good at that. I put this man in a more compromising position. Never. I can't even finish the rest of that sentence. but anyway.
He was trying to protect. And you guys are going at it, and then you're wondering why I'm choppy.
But I didn't do anything to you.
No, but I had to observe it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, didn't do anything to you other than derail your 5-hour radio show. that's fine. We're good.
404-726-0929. That's our text line. Text us. We are talking about the roster because, again, I feel like, and this is what I'm getting to, guys. Everybody in this room, everybody across the glass, we're going to have a good roster.
You think?
I mean, if you are thinking that there's lack of talent here or that we are not going to match up with teams around the league, I'm just telling you, this roster that we're looking at now compared to what we had, I don't know, at the end of January, okay, and with Grady coming back and all the things that are happening, this is going to be a good roster. Can they put it together? That is going to be the question. When we come back, by the way, I'm going to let you hear Raheem Morris because I want to put it in context. He went on Nightcap with Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco talking about the fan base here, and I think it's an excellent point that he makes. And also talking about what was the selling point for Kirk Cousins and how that kind of went down because everybody wonders, was that just one phone call? Was it easy? How did it take place? So he kind of talked about that a little bit as well. Want to hear from you guys. Hit us up on social media as well. We will wait to see what this looks like, but I honestly believe, and this is just my thought, and I said this to Turtle earlier, I don't think there's going to be anything major happening with this roster. We are pretty much set. To your point, Zeno, if they're going to go out and maybe acquire or bring in somebody that they're familiar with, maybe Raheem knows or, you know, Zach, or maybe Jimmy Lake, that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
But when you start talking about the depth of each position, quarterback, running back, tight ends, offensive linemen, inside linebackers, like, we know what this looks like. Ellis, Anderson, Landman, Bertrand, we know what this looks like. This is not, there shouldn't be any surprises with what we found out in camp about some of these guys. So I don't think there'll be anything shocking that should come out of Flowery today, but you know, we'll wait to see. 404-726-0929. We got a lot more to get to, guys. Coming up, we will talk about Kirby Smart. He talks about Dabo Swinney. They're matching up this weekend, obviously, in a big game, big kickoff game right here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We'll talk more about the Dogs on the way. And also, we are going to get a chance to talk to Brett McMurphy later in the show just about the whole college football scene. And, you know, everybody's freaking out about the 12-team playoff. What?
And why Dabo and Deion are such little babies when it comes to the media.
Yes, both are acting that way. Yes. Yeah, you're right. But we'll talk to Brett McMurphy about all the whole scene. And then also Wes Durham's set to join us as well. So we'll talk some more Falcons. When we come back, we will hear from our head football coach. What did it take to talk Cousins into coming to Atlanta? Was it an easy deal? His selling point. He'll let you and I both know next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. On social media, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He says, hey, man. He says, live look at Zeno during the Dukes and Bell show this week, causing all kinds of damage. It's a train out of control, Zeno.
Is that Thomas the Train?
Maybe.
My kids watch that show.
I know. It was good, wasn't it?
Back in the day, yeah.
What was your...
It's falling off a little bit.
What was your cartoon, man?
Oh, back in the... I mean, Thundercats.
Okay.
Am I too old? Am I dating myself
now? No. No.
You know, I mean, Scooby-Doo was always good.
Super Friends? Super Friends? You do that really well. Super Friends?
I did not... was never into the comic book guys. I didn't do Justice League. I didn't...
Really?
I mean, Wonder Woman was hot back in the day. That was about it.
You weren't thinking that then.
I was. Am I allowed to talk about Wonder Woman and her lasso?
What about it?
Linda Carter just, still looks good.
Just don't say anything relative to what it was yesterday and you'll be okay.
Okay.
What about it? You're talking about the cartoon, obviously. Right?
No, I watched the Linda Carter version, too.
Oh, okay.
It was great on
okay.
TV.
Wonder Woman.
He-Man was good back in the day. I mean, the Skeletor memes that are out nowadays are fantastic.
They are.
You guys remember He-Man and Skeletor?
Yes.
Okay. Oren, I was okay. You didn't really, you know.
Yeah, and I remember the live action one with Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that was really it, you know? I mean, I think if you were of
Thundercats?
My ilk, if you were, what's that?
Thundercats?
Thundercats, first one I said, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the Jetsons and, what was it, the Flintstones, you know, the old family cartoons back? Yeah. Way old.
Mr. Zeno has, I'm going to confess something about you. Mr. Zeno has fundamental issues with Batman, so that's the reason why he didn't say Batman.
Oh, well, you didn't watch Batman?
He's not a superhero.
His fundamental issues with Batman.
In Zeno's what's his superpower?
World, Batman said...
He's a nerd with a tool belt. What's his...
Zeno says he can put the Batman suit on and he can become Batman.
Answer the simple question.
Zeno's logic.
Give me the tool belt.
He can put the suit on and he will be Batman.
Yes. Give me the tool belt and I'm Batman.
Yeah, of course.
What is his superpower?
Who am I? I'm Batman.
He's
of course.
Got a car that goes fast. I can get one of those. He's got a tool belt.
You can't get one of those.
He's got a body armor. I can get one of those.
You can't get his body armor.
He's a ninja, dude. He's a genius level ninja. This is, I swear to God, Carl, we've had this debate before about what Batman's worth is and value.
His worth is
he doesn't have a superpower.
The same thing it is with Iron Man.
How does he get into the Justice League?
He feels
League?
Like if he was Iron Man, he could put the Iron Man suit on and he could be Iron Man.
Well, correct. Because Iron Man has no superpowers.
He's got the thing in the chest, the thing.
He created it.
Well, then he
doop, doop, what?
I don't really watch Iron Man, so I don't really know, have a frame of basis. I'm out of my depth here.
It's the same thing. Iron Man's like a genius. Whole bit.
He feels he can put the suit on, and he can be Batman. Mark Zeno can be Batman.
You cannot be Batman.
The suit.
I know you
can I be Robin?
Maybe Robin.
He's
a little dude. Maybe Robin.
I'm more Robin than I am Batman. That's my biggest problem in life.
What are you saying, Zeno? You want to put the tights on?
Listen, I've worn worse.
He's not lying about that. While we're talking about cartoons, I just was curious because you brought that up. We're going to let you hear what Raheem Morris had to say. Here's what's funny to me, and I did not know this, so we have a new dog, Frankie. He's like 16 weeks now. And my daughter, when she was home before we took her to college, she said, you know, they really like Blue's Clues. You ever watch Blue's Clues? Did you know this cartoon?
I always thought that dude literally was high as a kite when he did that show. Like, there was no way he could walk around in front of a green screen talking to an imaginary dog.
I should have never asked you.
But, I mean, he had to be doing acid, right?
No.
He had to leave the show because he got addicted to some sort of psychedelics, right?
A children's show. No!
It's a children's show, Zeno. Never mind.
Do you know the actual reason he left the show? There is a reason.
Oh, really? What was it?
He was balding.
Oh.
And he didn't want to expose children to him starting to look older.
See, he wanted to protect the kids. Did you know that?
You know who else is up there, too? That's weird. The Blippi guy. You know Blippi?
No.
You don't know Blippi?
I think Blippi is banned in our household.
Yeah, okay, he knows because he has small kids.
Know. No, I don't.
Blippi is this weird guy that wears a blue and orange shirt with these orange rims.
Are your boys watching this?
Not anymore, but then when they were younger, they did. Yeah, this is like 2-3 years old.
All right.
He's kind of like Blue's Clues minus the dog.
See, he started doing crossovers with Miss Rachel, and that's when my wife was like, we got to watch this now because she doesn't want Blippi invading our house.
I'm not familiar. But Blue's Clues, point is, Frankie loves Blue's Clues. And I'm like, what is it? You put this on, and he's like, all about watching it. I need to film this one day and let you guys check it out. It's the most amazing thing. I'm like, what is the deal? And apparently in that, there are colors that only they can see, and so it creates a curiosity. Anyways, this is the craziest thing. All right, where were we? Oh, Raheem Morris. Let's hear Raheem Morris. By the way, headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. First and foremost, he went on, give some credit to Nightcap, which is Shannon Sharp, Chad Ochocinco's podcast.
You like that program.
Well, they're good at it, man. They do a good job. They vibe together very well.
Yes.
But Raheem Morris was asked about Cousins and his selling point. This is what he said.
It goes back well before even a conversation with Kurt. It's when I got the job coming here in the interview process. The process was about Kurt. You come in, you want to get immediate winner right now. And how do you do that? You go get Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
And that was a part of my interview script. That was a part of my plan. Arthur Blank, sell a vision, sell a dream. Terry Fontenot, here it is. How do we find a way to go get him, put him a part of this fold so we can go win football games right now? And if we go get him, we're going to be in no position to draft a quarterback in the next couple of years.
So this is plan all along. And he sold them on that in those interviews in which he was, you know, going for the job when everybody thought it was Belichick. He was telling them, this is how we win. This is how you win now. This is what's going to happen. Meanwhile, the other guy was trying to fire everybody in the building. So there's a reason why he got the gig. Now, if this works, it's brilliant. If it doesn't, it's one of those things that people will talk about and say, well, why do we do that? I think it's going to work.
Purely devil's advocate question, and not an indictment at all here, and I'm just kind of curious.
Sure.
Given the roster they've assembled, does it matter who the coach is? And in general, yes, it matters who the coach is.
Of course it does.
But I guess my point is.
Yes, it does.
If you put this roster and you give this roster, name a half a dozen other coaches around the league.
With or without experience.
Guys who have had experience. Because Raheem has experience.
Yes.
Like Belichick, they were interviewing guys with experience.
Okay.
Are we changing any of the expectations? I mean, if it's Belichick here with this roster, we're thinking championship game, right? Just because it's Belichick.
True.
Okay, so he deserves that kind of clout. But I guess in general, whoever they would have hired, whatever names are out there.
Yeah, but here's the difference.
Like, if you assemble, my point is this roster shouldn't be hard to succeed with.
No, but the biggest part of this roster happened because the head coach had the future head coach had a vision. Other guys came in and did not sell this part of it.
That's fair.
They were saying, whatever you want to do. What do you want to do? You know, you've been on those dates, you know. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go eat? He came in and said, look, this is how we win, and this is what needs to be done. So the biggest piece that you needed was a part of his plan. I don't even think Belichick sold that. I think Belichick just came in and said, look at me, look at my rings, and you know the deal. He wasn't telling anybody about what the plan was and how he was going to go. What's your quarterback plan? What do you want
to
do? So
to that end, if Raheem is the architect behind all this,
yes,
then yes, it matters.
And I do. I hear what you're saying because what you're saying.
Right, and I'm not saying Raheem can't coach.
No. But the roster is good enough.
Is that good that you should be ready made?
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't get a pass.
But the one element that it didn't have was part of his plan. And that is the biggest piece that was missing, which is obviously
Kirk.
Quarterback. Yeah.
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 I mean, it was worth the tampering. Not even going to lie. 100% worth the tampering.
This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. Mark Zeno in for Mike today. Let me hear Raheem, and this is a long one, but I do want you to hear because I want to talk a little bit about this. Final cut's coming down at 4 o'clock. NFL Blitz on the way in less than 10 minutes. He talks about earning the fans and earning a home field advantage at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. This is Raheem Morris.
I can tell you right now, Atlanta's not built that way. Okay. We all from everywhere, right? We all from everywhere. We from New York. We from Philly. We from everywhere. We from Atlanta. From all these places, right? This is how you do it. I was here in 2016. You got to earn it. And then I know the people that were here in 2016 remember what that dome felt like when we played Green Bay, that last game versus Seattle. They know what that felt like inside that dome, and you got to find a way to earn it and bring that back. Now, you got to go finish the deal, and that's what we're trying to do. So if you go out there and earn it with these fans, they're going to show up, they're going to show out, and it's going to be just energy in the building that is just unmatched.
And they're going to love you for life.
Forever.
Not forever. Forever. Mm-hmm. Is he wrong?
I mean, listen, for a place that's never hoisted forever. A Lombardi, yes, it's forever.
Forever, yeah.
I mean.
Is he wrong, though, about his approach and how he sees it? Because he's right. I've said this, and you know, it's debatable with fans who have been to other games. I've never been to a game here that's been louder than it was in that Green Bay game when we beat the hell out of Brett Favre. It was the game was over in the first half. Yes. People don't even remember. They didn't score until the second half.
Right.
So it was never louder, knowing that your team was going to the Super Bowl. You're beating Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, a heritage team. All the Packer fans and cheeseheads were in there. It was unbelievable. He's not lying. Beating Seattle at home that year. Richard Sherman gets beat on a deep route. I mean, it was incredible. He's right. But can they earn it? What do they have to do, Zeno? Does that mean we got to score 35 a game like we did in 16?
I mean, there's an argument to say that being interesting and entertaining sometimes trumps being good. If you're scoring 35 a game but you're giving up 36, there's a problem. And, you know, people will still come to the games because they're fun and exciting. And usually if you're scoring 30 a game, at worst you're going to be 500, right? Like, you might lose, but you're probably – in today's NFL, you're going to win more.
Yes.
Than – it's just like in baseball, right? Like, you'd rather have the best offense for 162 games. Doesn't mean you're going to win in the World Series or in the postseason, but if you score the most runs, guess what? You're going to be a playoff team. If you're scoring a lot of points, you're going to be a playoff team. So that's good. However, again, if we want to talk about expectations, well, I have very high expectations for the team as far as winning the division, as far as the record that they should have. I'm more tempered in my big picture aspirations of I don't know who they're going to match up in the first round with. I don't know who their opponent's going to be. I don't know what the path to the Super Bowl looks like. So I can't sit here and say, well, they have to win a playoff game. No, they don't. They don't have to win a playoff. They got to win the division because it's a soft division.
You got to get to the playoffs.
Right. Well, no, they got to win the division. They're a wild card with only nine wins, that's a problem.
But the easiest way to do that is to win the division.
Yes.
Okay.
So, from that standpoint, I am 100%, like, there's a dividing line. Once the regular season ends, they clear 10 wins and win the division, my expectations just sort of drop back down to, let's see what happens. Let's see whether, because it's, as we've seen, there have been a lot of really good teams that don't win in the playoffs. Dallas, Buffalo, like, these are really good teams, really good quarterbacks, and really good coaches, and they don't win, because it's hard to win in the playoffs. There's a lot that has to go your way.
404-726-0929. As we talk about what happened last night with our Braves, Matt Olson hit a three-run homer, two-run double in the first two innings. They just clobbered the Twins, got up early. The rain shut it down. Fried came back out. What'd y'all think about Fried last night? Five innings. He only gave up one earned run. And I did not know if he was going to come back out. Snicker said he asked him, and he said, yeah, I want to go back out. I don't care how long we have to wait. So Travis d'Arnaud hit a two-run homer. Ozuna had two runs and two RBI for the Braves. So, bottom line is, oh, by the way, Whit Merrifield, I think you were talking about him yesterday, 5-for-5, beginning the game with a single. Yeah, so everybody was hitting last night. Hopefully this continues.
He took it personal, I think. He might have heard it.
Well, you know what? exactly. He wasn't the only one. But
I apologize. After I said it, I was like, sorry, Whit, nothing personal.
But hopefully, you know, we can continue to hit like this, because if we do, then we're going to be in really good shape. But Fried gave up two unearned runs in the fifth inning before striking out Royce Lewis to end the inning. Stranded some runners at the corner. Bottom line is, I think he's turned the corner. I think Freed's going to be fine. And it gets back to Turtle's point about Sale, Cy Young Award candidate, Ronaldo Lopez, Fried, and Schwellenbach, who's on the heel tonight for the Braves. We're going to talk more with Grant McCauley coming up. When we come back, NFL Blitz is on the way. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style.
you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.